The inequalities are rampant throughout the life cycle of farming, whether it comes from credit, farm credit, loans, being able to purchase equipment. You know, we want to encourage younger people to get into farming, and there's a dearth of young folk who are involved in it. I just noticed today we have a lot of Future Farmers of America walking around here. And even among them, you don't see a range of ethnicities in the Future Farmers of America. We know, particularly among Black farmers, that they are much more likely to be rejected from loans than white farmers are, as well as Hispanic farmers. And, you know, the number of land holdings that Black farmers have in this country have diminished tremendously over time. Despite the difficulties, even at the very beginning of farming 100 years ago, where there were strict guidelines not to give Black farmers loans and land to be able to farm. So we're trying to address some of that inequality and making sure that USDA is sensitive to the disparity in credit that they give, as well as to loans throughout the life cycle of farming, so that more farmers, you know, more farmers we have, the better it is for all of us. And so this is not to ensure that one group gets more than the other, but making sure that all farmers have the same opportunities so that we can grow farming in this country.